Hello, hello, everyone. This is Jasmine Thomas Bridges, the Money Goddess. So I am on a little walk with my son. We're both a bit under the weather, and I just wanted to come and share with you a technique that I've been doing to help me manifest money, specifically towards million-dollar goals. But if you have not hit 100K, whether yearly, monthly, daily, whatever your goal is, I want to invite you to grab my new workbook journal. It is entitled Journal Your Way to 100K. And I have put in all of the strategies and practices that I have been using over the years of my manifestation journey. So I really started heavily focusing in on money in 2017. 2019 and 2020 were like big pivotal years for me in that department. And I was able to learn so much during that time that all of the script, the writing scripts, the prompts, the visualizations, the meditations, I put in the workbook because I wanted you all to see what it's like behind the scenes of me creating the wealth of my dreams. With journaling, it is an opportunity for you to write to learn. And you guys probably already know. Oh, sorry, y'all. My son jumped out of the wagon. You guys probably already know that in education, writing to learn is something so important, and it really does help your students to grow and navigate because you are eliciting and utilizing your visual senses, your hearing, the thoughts in your mind. You're able to see what you're writing. You're moving your body, so that's touch. You can also kind of feel the words as you're creating those pictures in your mind, or even if there are smells. So that's why journaling is a really powerful exercise. Now, I know a lot of us are, you know, new school, more modern, and we want to just kind of type it all down. Honestly, I would not recommend that when it comes to building your wealth. Right. And anytime that I'm dealing with money, I always write. You can grab it, baby. I always write with a green pen. That signifies money, and it opens up your heart chakra. And so anytime you use green, it is going to elicit attraction to the heart and bring in that abundance that you are looking for. Now, as you're writing these prompts, I would recommend getting some diffusers, creating a sense of aromatherapy, and that will really help you get into the mood. If there's some meditation music that you can play for abundance, they have a ton of those on YouTube. That can really set the tone and set the mood. And as you're going through, my son is mocking me. I know, come on. As you're going through the journal, you will really begin to feel the feelings. And I also don't recommend, and that's why I break it up in my workbook, I don't recommend that you do it all in one setting. It would be best to take it in at minimum 3 settings, so that way you're not overwhelmed, because you will be clearing a lot of blocks and energy and things that are holding you back. So you might cry. You might feel the need to just kind of sit with yourself and think about the things that you've gone through and how they have affected you and how we're going to heal from them moving forward, so that you can just manifest money on autopilot. So I want you guys to go and download the journal with the link in the show notes. It's shesworthy.org, /journal. And you can find it on sale for $33. I'm very excited about this because I just know that my years and years of manifesting, there have been some powerful things that have come true. I mean, I'm literally walking around with the kid who was a stick figure in my journal in 2017. I'm married to the man who I was not even talking to when we were broken up. And even creating million-dollar wealth, I remember sitting down in 2020 when the pandemic was going on, and I literally wrote out how I was going to become a multimillionaire, and it happened. It happened. And so what you write is what will manifest. And a lot of people think that you have to stay on your manifestations 24/7. Honestly, when you feel it, believe it, see it, smell it, taste it, that's an activation portal. And that's what the journaling does, is activate those things. So you really don't even have to worry about them moving forward. Now, does that mean that you should not do any maintenance and routines? Absolutely not. You want to do that for you, not for the manifestation. When you call a thing, it's done. Everything starts in the spiritual realm. And that's where journaling helps you to move forward and activate it. I hope this was a helpful episode so you can see the power of journaling. I also would love for you guys to get in on inside of the Journal Your Way to 100K workbook. And I love you all so much. Take care.